Going, going, gone. 17-year-old B went to the supermarket to get some groceries. She's taking longer than expected, and her mother is getting a little worried. She finally arrives.
Hi, Mum. I'm back. Oh, these bags weigh a ton.
What took you so long? You've been away for ages.
It's the new electronic checkout system they've installed at the supermarket. There was some hiccup in the system.
Do they have those now? I wonder if this means that the cashier jobs are all going to disappear.
Oh, I hope not. I was hoping to get a summer job there. Oh, bummer. At this rate, there won't be any jobs left. Where will I get a summer job? I so need the money.
You know, changes in the job market are nothing new, really. Just think about switchboard operators, typists, ushers at cinemas.
Ushers? What on earth are those?
Ushers were people who showed you to your seat in cinemas. All those jobs have disappeared just in my lifetime. Actually, I've recently had to write a historical piece on jobs that have disappeared. If you're interested, I could read it to you.
Oh no, here we go.
Let's see. If you were 10 years old in the 1920s, for example, you could get a job as a pin setter in a bowling alley. After the bowling ball did its thing, the pin setter would set up the pins ready for the next bowler. Then an automatic pin setter was designed, and that was that. All the pin setters were out of a job. Or you could have worked as a rat catcher.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, in a rat-infested Europe, it was a very important job. It was dangerous too. Rat catchers ran the risk of getting scratched, bitten, or infected. Or you could have worked as a human alarm clock, called a knocker-upper. They were hired to wake people up in time for their jobs. You know, before alarm clocks were invented, they used long sticks or clubs to knock on people's windows to wake them up. Another job that has vanished altogether is that of a lamplighter. What do you think they did?
Duh, lit lamps.
Right. Before electricity, lamplighters were employed to light, put out and refuel the gas lamps on the streets of cities like London. There were rather a lot of lamps, so it was a big job. And then there were log drivers. You don't see any of them around anymore either.
Don't you mean lorry drivers? Those driverless trucks are now used in the mining industry. In Australia, I think? Or was it Norway? I guess all those guys will soon be losing their jobs too.
No, log drivers. Log drivers were men who would guide floating tree trunks from the forest down rivers to the sawmills. It was an extremely dangerous job because when the logs got stuck, the men had to stand and run along moving logs to get them floating downstream again. You try standing on a round floating log. Many died when they fell and were crushed between the logs.
Horrible! What other jobs have you got there? This is quite interesting after all.
Leech collectors, town criers, door-to-door salesmen and milkmen.
Wasn't your grandfather a milkman?
Indeed. Good memory. In the 1950s, only about half the people in New Zealand, where he was living at the time, had fridges. So the milkman would deliver fresh milk to your doorstep. You put your empty glass bottles outside and the milkman would replace them with full bottles. Everyone got their milk this way. But apparently, milkmen are making a bit of a comeback in the UK at least.
That's weird. Why?
Probably because home grocery deliveries are becoming more popular here.
Why don't we have that? Then I don't have to carry those heavy shopping bags home. Let's sign up for it.
Nice try. I don't think so.